Father in heaven, we are so grateful and thankful that you gave us your Son, the only possible means by which we could be reconciled to you. What a gift, what a treasure. I pray for us now that you would help us, you would assist us, you would attend to us as we aim to remember him well. And I pray it in his name. Amen. All right, well, we are now at the point of our service. We are remembering Christ, remembering the person of Jesus, the person Jesus, and what he did for Christians, those who placed their trust in him at the cross. And this morning, we're going to be looking at a passage that helps us see some attributes of Jesus and some actions of Jesus. So if you have your Bible, would you turn with me to Revelation chapter 1? Some men should be coming down the aisles, and they'll be handing out Bibles. If you need one, just raise your hand. And if you don't actually own a Bible, we would love for you to keep this copy of a Bible for yourself. Make it your own so that you can read the truth of God's word for yourself. Revelation 1, we're going to be looking at verses 4 through 6. John is writing to seven churches in Asia. And as I read, notice in verse 5 the attributes of Jesus at the beginning of the verse. And then notice in verses 5 and 6 the activity of Jesus in light of those attributes. Let's read together. Follow along as I read. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from the one who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood, and he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. John is writing to these churches, and he wants them to have a right understanding of the triune Godhead. So he describes the Father, his eternality. He describes the Spirit before the throne of God. And then he describes Jesus Christ himself. And notice what he says about Jesus in verse 5. Jesus is the faithful witness. The Father had a gospel message, a message that the world needed to know. He gave that message to Christ, and Christ came in his public ministry on earth, and he preached that message. And that message was the message of salvation through repentance and faith in Christ. It's a very exalted task to have the task of giving God's message to the world. But he wasn't only the faithful witness, he was the firstborn from the dead. Christ was the one who actually died at that cross, and he went into the grave. He was dead in the grave, but together with the other two members of that triune Godhead, he raised himself from the dead, and he's resurrected from the dead. He was the firstborn from the dead. If you're here today and you're a follower of Christ, that should be so encouraging to you that the Bible tells us that Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. He's not the only one born from the dead. That gives us hope for the future, Christian. That one day, after passing into death, we will also be resurrected, following after our Lord and our Savior. And then notice that he's the ruler of the kings of the earth. This is pointing to Jesus' future millennial reign on this earth. Jesus is going to be the ultimate ruler. There will be other kings on this earth, but they will serve under Jesus. Jesus will rule over all of them. So what we have here is this exceedingly exalted position of Jesus. He's God's chosen messenger. He's the one who will be head of the church in the next age, and he's the one who will rule over everything in the next age. Jesus is exalted. He is an exalted ruler. But notice his activity. How humble he is in activity. And this should be an encouragement for the believer, starting at the end of verse 5. He loves believers. The one who will rule over all this earth with a perfect reign, a perfect rule. He will rule for 1,000 years. He loves those who are his. He loves them. And notice also, he doesn't just love them, but look at what else he does. He gave himself for them. He loves them, and he released us from the penalty of our sins by his blood. This is the same Savior. This is the same ruler. This is the same one who's going to rule over everything. He humbled himself and he went to a cross so he could release from the penalty of sin those whom he loves. That's encouraging. And he's also made us to be a kingdom. He's gathered us together into a household, into a family, into a collection of people where we can actually serve the one and only God. That is our Savior. That is who he is. He is this very exalted Savior. He's this very exalted ruler and king. And at the same time, he humbled himself to go to a cross. So Christian, today, when the elements come to you, remember this Jesus. Remember that he is exalted. He is high and lifted up. His Father in heaven thinks very, very highly of him. And remember his humility, that he would go to a cross to purchase your salvation for you and release you from the penalty of your sin. Prepare your heart with that. Meditate on that. Give thanks to him for that. And then when your heart is prepared, take the elements on your own. If you're here today and you don't know Christ, you need to look at these words and understand what it's saying about Jesus Christ. There is no one else in human history like Jesus Christ. He is the only one. He stands apart from everything. He is the centerpiece of this belief system called biblical Christianity. No other belief system in the world has one like Christ. And he is the only way that you can be reconciled to God. He is the only way that you can be brought into a right relationship with God. After the service, there will be somebody up at the front to your left. They would love to talk to you. They will have a Bible with them. They can show you from God's word how it is that you can place your trust in Christ. And you can be sure that you will be one of these people that Christ gathers into a kingdom of his own. So men, come and serve us. When your heart is prepared, those who know Christ, take the elements on your own. And I will close our time in prayer in just a minute.